Detective Douglas, July 5th, 2019, 0658 hours, interviewing a witness for a CHP OIS. Hey, how you doing, sir? I'm Detective Douglas. Nice to meet you, sir. Did you see what happened over here?
I didn't. So we heard my neighbor screaming, "What the fuck?"
Okay.
Because he was obviously, my neighbor watched it happening.
Yeah.
And that's the guy that was in the postal service.
Yeah.
And then we heard the gunshot, so I ran out to the porch as the guy was falling. And then I just put on clothes and came across the street. So I didn't physically see the incident itself.
Okay.
But I got here like a minute after it happened.
Okay. Do you happen to have your ID on you?
I go.
Okay, that's all right.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get your birth date, sir? And what's your address? And what's a good contact phone number for you? Okay, so just kind of as insignificant as it may seem, just kind of walk me through everything that you remember.
Me and my wife were laying in bed,
okay,
and we heard somebody yell, "What the fuck?" And
okay,
then a commotion, and then we heard what we thought was a firecracker at first. And
okay,
so me and my wife ran out to the porch, and we could see that there was officers here. And at that point, we could see them grabbing like emergency equipment,
okay,
to help give first aid.
Okay.
I would call it first aid.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little more than first aid.
And I just had my CCW training this thing, and me and my CCW were talking about how cops can't fucking shoot.
Yep.
Guy did a good job.
Yeah, no.
He followed his training.
Yeah, exactly.
And then at that point, I came to come across the street, and both of the officers were performing CPR at that time.
Okay.
And they were talking with him, and I just feel horrible for that cop.
Yeah.
Death by suicide by cop, basically.
Yeah.
It's just, the cop's just fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brain, I feel sorry for him. But, and then the cops just were performing CPR.
Okay.
And that was the gist of it all.
So, where, can you see your house from here?
See where that white truck with the palm tree is?
Yeah.
We were standing right there.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, were you asleep when you heard, or were
no,
you awake?
I was awake.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, you hear someone say, "What the fuck?" Do you think that was...
Chris.
My neighbor was Chris. Okay.
Yelling at the guy who was attacking the cop.
Okay, all right. Do you remember if he said anything else aside from "What the fuck?" Do you remember anything else? And again...
Just kind of yelling.
Okay.
Like, trying to get the guy's attention who was trying to beat up the cop.
Okay, okay.
I think I just more like, "Hey, what the fuck?" And then all of a sudden, the firecracker.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And so you were still in bed when you heard...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you come outside, and you see... Do you remember what... Do you remember which cops you saw? Do you remember that if it was...
The sheriff was performing heart, and the highway patrol was performing oxygen.
Okay, all right.
The upper.
Okay, so what'd you do at that point?
I came across to see if I could assist, but then immediately, I'm a hunter that hunts the world. There was no help for the guy.
Okay.
So there was nothing that anybody could do, so...
Okay.
I mean, I came over to see if I could help, but...
Okay. Do you remember if the guy that got shot, do you remember him saying anything?
I could hear the officer, and I couldn't remember if the officer called him Jeremy or Josh or something like that. The officer obviously had gotten his name.
Okay.
And was trying to communicate with him.
At when he was doing CPR?
Yes, while they were doing CPR, kind of like I remember the cop saying his name as they were doing CPR.
Okay.
Kind of console him.
Okay. Okay.
A little bit.
So what did you? So you obviously didn't help with CPR
or anything like that.
Did you? I vaguely remember I came in this car. I think
yes,
you were still here, right?
Here.
Yes, that's right.
You
okay.
pulled up, and I didn't know who you were, but then I could.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I could see that you were part of the crew coming to help, and then that's when I kind of walked up on the hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else as insignificant as it may seem that you can remember or anything stand out to you that we haven't talked about?
No.
Okay.
And then Chris telling me, I said, "Chris, what the hell happened?" And he goes, "The guy must have just got out of jail. He was wearing a jail band and he was at the intersection and attacked the cop. Chris, from what Chris said at the time, the cop was up here and the guy just charged the car and started just wailing on the cop's head.
Okay.
And that's what Chris told me had happened, is that he watched the guy run up and start beating on the officer through the car.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, the guy was getting the best of the cop, looked like he was beating on his head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so the cop defended himself.
Yeah. Okay.
And Chris has been involved with law enforcement on the wrong side his whole life.
I got the feeling from that.
Yes. And he's been involved in for a long time, and he told me that the cop was getting his ass beat.
Okay.
So he's not favorable to cops, but yeah, he was favorable to the cop at that moment,
yeah,
when the cop was getting his ass beat, and basically told me that guy came up to the window and was just wailing on that cop's head.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
As much as my wife's all sorry for the guy, I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who attack law enforcement. It's my opinion, if a guy attacks law enforcement, fuck him. You know, cops don't need that kind of shit. So I feel more sorry for the officer. The officer didn't wake up this morning and put his coffee down to go out and shoot somebody.
Yeah.
He came out to serve the community, and to have this guy fucking come up and attack him, it's just fucking sad for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Family of this guy, family of the cop. And you could see the look on the cop's face as everybody finally got here and took him away. Just see that grain.
Yeah.
It's horrible for him.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants to have to do that.
Nobody. Everybody, yeah. You guys carry guns, you do all that, but that's, I don't think that's ever a cop's dream.
Yeah.
A couple.
No.
A couple, but most cops, this is their worst part of their career right here. It's for somebody to have to do that.
Yeah.
I feel horrible for the officer, but yeah, but like I said, Chris is not favorable towards police, but he said that guy was just attacked the cop within his car and was wailing on him.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for coming over trying to help. We appreciate it. And, you know, we may just reach out with some follow-up questions at some point down the road. All right. Thank you, sir. You too.
Educational experience. We got 5 trainees going out right now.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know if you heard me earlier. Our West Valley unit has had a pursuit with triple fatal.
No.
Holy shit. It was a mile long pursuit into a triple. Literally, it got off of 118 at Reseda, went about a mile down the road, flipped over, driver was injured, another passenger seriously injured, probably gonna go, and another person and another car was killed.
Oh.
I mean, I was just texting, because I used to work in that office before I came back home to Ventura. And I called the radio sergeant, just took my spot. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And he goes, hey, how did you ever text me back? Dude, we had an OIS, the officer's okay, we're on scene.
Oh my God.
He's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Well,
this view over here, the witness.
Hi,
how are you?
I haven't found my phone.
We've met before. It's been a long time ago.
Very nice to see you again.
Yes. Would you have been at Point Magoo for suicide sometime many moons ago?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm sure you know it is. We cross paths.
Yeah.
So quick and fast.
So.
I guess I ought to at least get my keepers on before the captain gets here.
I know.
Put my gun belt off. I was getting ready to go.
Oh, yeah, at least find you a key.
Good girl. Thank you.
Okay, so the patrol vehicle is going to be towed back. They said they have problems getting up here.
Yeah. No, they said I think so probably got 200,000 miles.
That's why
O'Gee made it up here.
Damn.
That's why O'Gee and Heidemann are coming back, but they don't know why. They didn't have him now. I told him to get the expedition.
Good morning. How are you two?